How did Hoodie get started, and what problem is it solving?
Good question again. If you remember last week, and if you don't, stop now and go back to last week, listen to the CouchDB episode. One of the more obscure things that people, or we allowed people to do with CouchDB, is put applications that were written in HTML and JavaScript into CouchDB itself, because we thought that was a good idea. It was a decent idea, but most of the web development community didn't quite agree with our vision there. But there were a few interesting ideas, and one of the things is, that you mentioned in the intro is the offline first bit, that synchronization when you're online that makes your app work when you're offline, or still work when you're offline. That was still a good idea. And together with my basically Hoodie co-inventor, Gregor Martinez, we came up with the idea for this, taking that same idea but attacking it from a very different angle. And the way that came about is that we were at a conference and Gregor was showing me an app that he built using all that CouchDB technology. And one of the things I should mention is we always had this vision for these CouchDB applications, but we only ever built like 20% of it. And Gregor came over and told me, hey, Jan, I built this app using the Couch app stuff. And I noticed you're missing a bunch of stuff. I wrote a bunch of node modules to fill in the gaps. So he kind of wrote the missing 80%. And I'm like, this is quite nice. We should make this available for everyone, kind of extracting it from the app that he was using. It's called Minutes.io, a little thing that we're doing on the side, which is kind of the base camp to the Ruby on Rails that is Hoodie, kind of the app that is the genesis for the project. So it has a CouchDB heritage, but we attacked it from a very different angle. Whereas from CouchDB, we had a solid database technology, nice JavaScript integration, nice HTTP integration, and we were building upwards from there, like to kind of show what we are, what we want to give to users. With Hoodie, we were thinking backwards from who is this for, and what do they need, and how can we package the software that we like in a way that it is accessible for these users. And our ideal end user is someone who is, like you mentioned in the beginning, good at HTML, CSS, can copy and paste some jQuery. And it's comfortable building an experience on the web, but then kind of always needs to talk to a Rails developer, a Java developer, a PHP developer, or needs to use things like Drupal or WordPress as a backend or something like that to make something where you can like have a user sign up, data storage, all that, the things that only backend servers can do. And Hoodie is really built for these people with a easy to use API and easy to install and all these kind of things. That's the 30,000 foot overview.